Randall Padilla.
And try to find the bridge. And we pulled up the AI, told us that there were some life forms ahead. So we investigated that for a bit. And it turned out to be these three children who were hiding in like a cryogenic sleeping bay. And they seem to be sparkly. It was their eyes that were sparkly. I think I realized that at the end. So we continued toward the bridge and we found a bunch of bodies, dead bodies in the bridge. That's pretty much what happened to that group. There was a lot of back and forth with the cameras and the communication so that we could see what Gomez was seeing on the outside of the hull, which was this big tentacular eyeball-y black blob thing moving along the hull towards him. And I think he went nuts and was going to start shooting or had started shooting at it with his assault rifle. Meanwhile, who was it? It was Steve's character. The chief engineer went and found this kind of defense system that the ship used to fend off asteroids, and he was trying to aim it at this big blob. But we're not sure if that was going to work because he'd have to depress the gun towards the hull. So I don't know if that was going to work out or not. In the meantime, Dr. Chen came out and sedated Dr. Price because he had gone insane. He had freaked out when he saw all these bodies. So Dr. Price was basically sedated for all of last session. what else? What did I miss? Oh, one of the children was basically a 2-year-old. One of the children was a 2-year-old, and when Lieutenant Fox looked at the child's eyes, he realized the eyes were sparkly and kind of like all of the other bodies on the ship. And that was the last thing that he remembers.
Okay. Just to correct that, it is not every other body that you have found on the ship. Actually, the sparkling bodies were found on one of the rooms when the chief engineer and Gomez were going over the ship. They found a room that instead of having kind of dismembered and dismembered bodies and you know open and destroyed bodies, they found a couple that were actually dried and were sparkly. And then the lieutenant found exactly the same in the bridge.
Okay. In the bridge. So the first room that we went into had some dismembered bodies, but then we found some additional bodies that were dehydrated and sparkly.
Now the kids are still alive around and are not known to be dangerous?
They have not done anything aggressive or dangerous. They seem stunned or shocked or something. The other thing is that we accessed the captain's log from this ship, and we know the ship was 500 years old, and it apparently got near a black hole, got zapped into the black hole, sent out into unknown space. Lucy, our AI, could not tell where the ship was based on the stellar astrogation position of the stars. And then suddenly the ship was back here. So it may only have been a few weeks in their time that they were gone, even though it's been 500 years to our timeline.
And the Dr. Chen then is with one, I guess.
It looks like Chen was originally with us and then went back to sedate Stuart Price.
Correct.
Okay.
So ooh, I think it's just me, just Lieutenant Fox, and the captain, who is an NPC in the bridge, and the children.
Okay. And then group one, okay, so who player-wise is with me, if anybody?
Gail's character, yeah. And he's just coming back from coma.
Right, or, just Dr. Price, who I sedated, and then we'll little upper two to...
Correct. So what happened is that Dr. Cheng, who was being played by Max, and now it's going to be played by you because Max and Jim were not able to make it tonight. So Dr. Cheng went back to try to talk to Gomez out from leaving the ship and avoid him to face the monster or the substance was crawling on the outside of the ship, but he insisted and he's right now outside of the ship by himself. So Dr. Shame, we can say she went back to Stuart, Dr. Stuart, and the two of you are together. The last thing that happened is that you also through Gomez's camera, front camera, the thing that was starting to kind of fall on the side of the hole that was open. So for you to know, Edwin, it seems like the chip that they found, the Nazareth 5, had like a huge part of the where the engines were located. A huge part of that part was destroyed by some sort of explosion, right, from the inside. So now after reviewing the logs, and this is not, it was just some video logs that were picked by the AI from chip, you were able to kind of infer that the captain was forced to blow that part of the ship to destroy something. Right? Well, you don't know what at this point. The other thing is that those videos are still being uploaded and analyzed by the AI from the Ludlow, Lucy, right? Mm-hmm. And because the technology that you have on your chips right now is pretty much, as quick as, travels at the speed of light. But the chip, the communication system that the Nazareth 5 has is very old from around 500 years ago or so. And they were still using radio to communicate, right? So
which one travels at the speed of light?
It is taking more time to upload.
The operating systems are different, and there's a conversion process.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think Chen. So we all took a sanity loss, or we had to make a sanity check at least from seeing Gomez's live camera feed of the creature thing blob on the hull. Is that correct, Randall?
Yes, that's where we will start. So basically you were all, so the last session ended when you were all standing there, focusing on the camera from Gomez, and you saw that kind of black blob, moving towards him. And so right now what you got on your visuals are two point of views. You are seeing one camera, and that one is from Gomez on your helmet. You can see it, and you can turn it off if you want. And the other one is the one of the Cassidy's drones that's also transmitting to your communication network. And it's streaming the video from outside, from a certain distance. So we'll start there. But before we start, as Matt mentioned, the lieutenant lost some sanity. And so let's see, let's use some... let's make some roll for that. First, let's roll 1d10 and another 1d10 after that.
Okay. First d10 is a 3. And the second d10 is an 8.
Okay. So... So let's see. I think this is going to align with what we discussed offline, Matt. Okay. 3 is violence.
Got it. All right.
So let's first describe what is happening outside from where you the rest of you are seeing on the cameras, and then Matt, you can role play your part after that. Okay. So what is happening is that you see Gomez. On the outside, you have, as I said, two point of views right now. One from Gomez's helmet, and the other one from one of Cassie's drones. And when you see the blob kind of falling on top of the hole, you see that Gomez starts kind of flashing his soul rifle and firing very quickly. And you can see, you know, from the other angle, you can see the flash coming from the gun and hitting this kind of blob or creature. And yeah, you can see that, you know, it kind of hits the creature, and you can see like it reacts to the hits, but it keeps advancing, and at a speed that is. You know, that you cannot understand how quickly that thing that was moving on top of the ship is moving now. It just kind of throws some sort of tentacle towards the camera from Cassidy, from one of the drones, and the signal goes off, right? So the only camera that you got now is Gomez, and you can see that he starts kind of stepping back and rushes towards the door, starts hitting the, tries to reach the control of the door so he can open it, looks back at the creature, and that's the last thing you see from his camera. As you see the kind of tentacles, you know, or extensions from the blob, rushing towards him, and that's the end of it. You hear a scream on your comm, and then nothing. While that is happening, we can have Lieutenant. What is happening on the bridge?
So there was a question.
The captain is trying to get a control of. You know, get some control of the chip, playing with the computer, and he's having a hard time, and seems that he's kind of communicating with Lucy. There are 3 kids there with you as well.
Okay. Where is the little floaty drone thing that we brought inside the ship with us?
He's with you.
It's with us?
Yes. He was kind of heading the way towards the bridge.
If you recall. Okay. I toggle my comms so that I'm talking directly to the AI and the rest of the people can't hear me, and I tell Cassidy turn off the video feed to the bridge, and I give the whatever the military code is that would authorize me to do that.
Okay, turning off,
and then I toggle. I toggle back on so that everyone can hear me. There's a problem in the bridge. There's a problem in the bridge. And then I toggle that off so that they can't hear me anymore. I go over to the captain and tap him on the shoulder. Are our helmets still on, or are they off at this point?
What do you mean?
The space helmet, spacesuits helmets.
Yes, you still have them on.
Okay. So I grab the captain by his shoulder and tap him on the shoulder to get him to turn around.
He turns around.
Captain, you did this to us. You brought us here on purpose. You knew the ship was coming.
What are you talking about? And he has this weird expression in his face. Unfortunately, even though when you turn off the drone camera, uh-huh. The captain's camera is still streaming.
Okay. Captain, you brought me here to kill me, didn't you? You've hated me ever since we were in the academy together.
No idea what you're talking about, Lieutenant.
You knew this ship was coming.
We've been friends for years. What are you talking about?
Ridiculous. You've hated me ever since that time at the academy.
Lieutenant, I think it's better if you go and check with Dr. Chim. Leave me here.
I let him turn around.
Okay. He turns around and starts playing with the camera. I mean, with the computer again.
Okay, so his video feed is now pointed back at, like, the console.
Yes.
Right? All right, I toggle the mic, so it's open to everybody. There's something on the bridge! There's something! And then I open up with my assault rifle on the captain's back.
Okay. Just make a roll, just not to fumble.
Sure. 38. Let's see, what's my rifle skill? 70.
Okay. So the rest of you, that's you know, you're actually just saw what happened to Gomez, and at the same time this is happening on the bridge. So what are you guys doing? Let's start with the chief engineer. Suddenly, the camera from the captain goes off as well after the scream.
Okay, so sorry, just joined back. So the exterior camera went out. I know they had cameras on the ship, but did I have one on the big torpedo
as well?
Oh, the Cassidy camera.
Cassidy camera went out, and then Gomez's camera went out.
Okay, I thought I had a camera as well that was tied to that big torpedo gun. Some kind of targeting thing.
That was the one you were using. The one from Cassidy is the drone that you were using to actually look at the...
So we got nothing.
You got nothing right now.
Right.
The only feeds you can access are Dr. Chen, Dr. Stewart, and that's it.
Okay. Crap, Stewart, Doctor, see what's going on the bridge. Meanwhile, I'm furiously typing to see if I can get any kind of sensors at all that, you know, not a visual, but something on the exterior to figure out where that thing is.
Okay. Make a computer use.
Okay. That's a high roll. Let me see. Where is it? No, that's a fail.
Okay. Yeah, it's you know, you probably are going to be able to get the old system back on,
mm-hmm.
but it's taking you some time to do it.
Okay, so, yeah, there's nothing else except the cameras.
Mm-hmm. And okay. you hear Lucy. You hear Lucy on the comms saying, I do not receive a signal from the captain. Now the lieutenant is the active captain.
Lu- Lucy, give me visual from the shuttle. You have visual of that thing.
Okay, yeah, let's jump to, while you're doing that, let's jump quickly to Dr. Shim and Dr. Stewart.
So does the captain's camera go out when he gets shot on the back, or do we sort of see spinning as he falls to the ground and looks at Lieutenant Fox with a...
No, you actually see the, you know, he falls kind of on top of the computer, and then you just get a grainy signal, and then it is off.
Okay. Dr. Price.
Good God!
Dr. Price.
Yes. I'm sorry.
we got different Gales on the call.
Let's see if I can Gale.
Do I kick one of you out? Let me try that.
I only hear one of her. I think it's all right.
I hear her going.
Which is the good Gale or which is the bad Gale?
Yeah.
The black hole Gale. One went through the black hole and was duplicated.
Let me try it, and if not, you
wait,
can...
Wait, I think I can fix this.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
There it is.
All right, sorry. Yeah. Please continue.
As we were.
Oh, you're way less insane sounding now. Christ, I don't know what's going on here, but we seem to be losing people, but the engineer wants us to check out the bridge.
I think we lost. Yep.
Back. Must have sedated her too much again.
Dr. Stewart is just quiet. He doesn't know what to do.
So I'll have him go into the bridge first, obviously. No. So we'll start walking from wherever we are towards the bridge. I assume neither of us is armed.
You have pistols.
Do we? I don't have any.
You
have pistols.
The military guys all have assault rifles, and we gave everybody else pistols.
Okay.
Our pistols are set to stun by default, I think. Is that right?
Oh, I do have handgun. Okay, so I will right. Definitely set it to not stun. And who's? Is there somebody? Is there a dead investigator? Or is it just the two of us, right?
Yes, because you lost Gomez.
Yeah, Corporal Gomez, right? And Chief Engineer Andreo. Whatever Jimenez is in the engineering room still. So
how far are we from either the nose of the ship where the blob is, or the bridge?
Yeah, you're kind on a. Let's say that you're on the midway point from both, so you can either go towards the back of the ship, where the engines are, where that Gomez was fighting the thing, or you can go back to the bridge.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather go away from the thing. Okay. Yeah, so I guess we'll start jog-walking towards the bridge.
Yeah, and engineer, jogging, chief engineer, Andrea Jimenez is on the engineering room as well.
And that's near the bridge.
All right.
Yeah. Lieutenant, are you there?
So I respond, but I intermittently key the mic on and off while I'm talking.
Awesome. you're breaking up.
Captain?
This is the lieutenant.
Lieutenant Fox?
On the bridge. There's been an emergency up here. The captain has been
what
on the bridge.
Captain?
Don't come into the bridge. Don't. The bridge is dangerous. Don't.
If the captain's been injured, we ought to go do something about that.
Well, the captain is dead. He was killed by a...
Oh, well okay, done.
Randall, I hightail it. I leave the kids where they're standing there in the bridge.
Okay.
And I head out back into that corridor towards that one. You told us there was like a T intersection, and one way was to the cryogenic pods, and the other way we didn't go down.
Right.
So I head in that direction towards that passageway we didn't go into.
Okay. Sounds good.
I follow, I guess.
No, you are with Dr. Shang on the way to the bridge.
Oh. On the way to the bridge, because we got word from Jimenez that we should. Andrea, are you there?
Andrea. Andrea.
Yes, yes, Stuart. What's going on?
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. We just did you hear the transmission from the lieutenant? The captain's dead, and there's something in the bridge.
Oh my God!
The children—they turned into
the children. Oh.
We'll come to you, Andrea.
Be careful! Be careful!
You too.
I'm trying to find out what's going on with that thing that got Gomez. Lucy, where's those cameras?
Stay out of its way. Cameras?
Okay. So yeah, I guess we'll change course and head for the engineering station.
So Randall, what I was trying to do was see if there's any, we had the shuttle undock and kind of back off and trying to get Lucy to send me pictures from that.
Okay. Yeah. You have another engineer back in the Ludlow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I'm trying to send you the feed right now. The thing is trying to improve Gomez. Oh my God, Gomez.
What is it? What happened to Gomez?
Just try to get out of there. What's the plan? Where's the captain? Lucy says there's no feed from the captain.
The captain's gone.
Fox says the captain's dead.
Okay. Who's in charge now?
Lieutenant.
The lieutenant, yes.
No, no, no. He's just military.
Okay.
I'm the chief engineer.
Just tell me what to do. I cannot. Lieutenant, are you in the lieutenant?
This is the lieutenant. Come in.
Oh,
I'm trying to get to a part of the ship where there's static. Interference is causing.
What now? What now? Just let me know what to do.
And, Joseph! Joseph! Tell me what that thing on the ship is doing.
Okay. I think I got you. Send the feed now. And from distance, and you can all, you know, you all get the feed. And from distance, you think that this is coming from the shuttle. And you can see the creature kind of... trying to get in, maybe?
Okay. Is he down by the engines?
Yes.
That we know are just, there's a big hole there, right?
Correct. It was destroyed.
Okay. But that's not...
But you know that it was sealed. You know, the whole ship, when you get in, all the area that was destroyed, you know, all the doors that will give everything is sealed but the door that you used to get into the ship, basically.
Oh, I thought there were several airlocks or doors. Yeah.
No.
No. That's the only one, the only place to come in.
Right. So it was kind of a thoughtful decision, let's say, right? It was was measured so it wouldn't blow up the whole ship. But they definitely lost all power of engines. So
is that thing right there by the airlock, the door?
Yes, that's what you are getting from the shuttle cameras. So you can see that it is kind of extensions from the blob moving forwards the shuttle, but then they retract. It's like, and this is happening like all the time. Like you see that kind of things coming out from the blob towards the shuttle, but they quickly retract, not reaching the shuttle.
Because the shuttle's further away than Cassidy's camera was.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's okay because we don't want that thing grabbing them.
We would like to grab the shuttle.
Yes, exactly. I'm just trying to think. Does the shuttle have any armaments, any weapons at all on it?
We discussed it. It had some armaments, yes. Some rail guns and but it doesn't have like torpedoes or anything like that.
Right. But I've got torpedoes.
you do. From the
now, team. Yeah, okay, so let's discuss real quickly what these types of weapons might do to the ship. For instance, if we have the shuttle open up on the...
on the blob?
On the blob, exactly. Are we going to... are they like explosive and they'll blow up the ship? Or is it... is the type of thing where, you know, they'll just punch a bunch of holes into the side of the ship, which would be okay because we're in our suit as long as we're not down there.
Okay, make an idea roll after you say that or to come.
Okay.
Well, actually, the three of you can make it. Gail, Steve, and Dr.
Right. Shane. That's a success for me.
Okay.
It's normal, though.
No, that's a 14. That's very
good.
Oh! Damn it, I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
But when the chief engineer is discussing that, it's you, Stuart, and you, Steve, that the last time you saw the three kids that were with the captain and the lieutenant, they were not wearing their spacesuits.
Right.
Just gonna say that. That hits you immediately after you
right,
your plan.
Yeah, if we want to rescue them, we need to we would need to get some suits for them. okay, so I guess the following thought to that is where would the spacesuits be stored? Are they all down there by the by the airlock, or would they be anywhere else? Like, would people have them individually in their rooms, or... Because I'm sure they're all personalized.
Okay, you can make a computer roll, try to access the inventory or where the things are right now. Like, especially spacesuits for the key, right? Because those are not adult spacesuits.
Right. Well, I failed my idea roll, so, or computer roll, whatever it is.
It was Steve that is accessing the control of the chip right now from the engineering room.
Okay.
So was it a pass or a fail?
It was a fail, but when I can't figure out, I'm going to ask Lucy. Lucy, where would they keep these? I need suits for the space suits for the kids. Where can I find them on this ship?
Trying to access the information right now.
It's like asking the librarian when you fill out a library roll.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You will take care of some time as well, because you failed your computer role, so you cannot open the port support for Lucy to access that information.
Okay, sure.
All right. So, Dr. Shang and Dr. Stewart, what are you doing?
I think we're headed for the engineering.
Yes, we were going to join on Andrea.
Okay.
Stuart's very worried about her.
Remember, you're all wearing helmets, so you do not get a lot of the noise that is coming from ship. All you are getting is the noise are inside of your communication channels, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is good, I assume.
Just let me know if you want to remove your helmet.
Not after the way it went down last time. No, thank you.
So does that blob look like it's like pummeling the ship?
Yes.
Like ripping it apart?
No, not doing that right now. But clearly it is kind of moving on the outside from one place to the other, trying to gain in. You see that it goes, when it cannot get in, it moves again. To the top of the hull, and then kind of hesitates and then returns to where he was before. Keeps doing that.
Okay. And did we determine the weapons from the shuttle?
As the creature is doing that, also you notice a kind of a spot in the hull, but you cannot tell what it is from distance.
After it went over, it created a spot? Or there's a spot that it's missing?
No, just more like some goo in the entrance of the ship. But you cannot tell from the camera of the shuttle.
So like after it was trying to get into the ship, it moved away, there is some goo there, like a slime trail or something?
Right. Very cool.
Dark slime.
I don't know what that thing is, but we need to get the others and get out of here.
Yeah. What did we determine about, because if we leave the kids locked in the, something like the bridge, I imagine we could seal that off if, you know, we just have like projectiles that'll puncture the ship. Then I would say, let's just open up on that thing. As long as it's away from where we are.
We've been warned off the bridge by the lieutenant. Apparently it's dangerous in there.
That's true. But there's got to be another place we can seal those kids up.
Well, maybe right here in the engineers.
That's true. Yeah.
Right? I mean, why not? Seal the doors here and order it to fire. Assuming we've already made it to you.
Well, someone has to go get them then. I'll do it.
Where are they? They're in the bridge.
They're on the bridge.
Oh. Let's go.
Okay. Do your best. Try to be quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to take off at a sharp clip. Just below. No, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
To the bridge.
Off to the bridge.
Okay. So when you're heading towards the bridge, you make a spot in a row, both of you.
100. Oh, dear. Let's see. 29. I see
everything.
Yep, that is a success, not quite a hard success.
Okay, that's fine. You think you saw something moving in front of you. So let's talk about this again. As you're moving towards the bridge, there are kind of different doors on both sides, right? So ahead of you on the corridor, you kind of see some movement moving from one door on the right side, moving towards the door on the left side.
Okay. I'm gonna I'm just gonna keep. Is that now at the bridge? Like I saw that inside, moving inside the bridge.
No, it was like you were moving towards the bridge, right? And and on the corridor that heads towards the bridge, you saw some movement, kind of from the rooms on the right to the rooms, moving to the rooms on the left, but you were not able to decipher what it was.
I'm gonna skid to a stop, Andrea.
What? Why are you stopping? I didn't see anything.
Something or someone, I don't know, moved across the hallway in front of us.
I must have been looking the other way.
That's Dr. Ching. Andrea is the chief engineer.
Oh, I thought Andrea was coming with me.
Yeah.
No, okay. It's me as Dr. Chen.
Doctor.
Yeah. So what are you doing, guys?
I think we need to keep going to get the kids.
No, you're right. I know I saw something.
No, you could have. I didn't see anything at all.
Was it the lieutenant?
What?
The lieutenant. Is that what you saw?
He's still on the
platform.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't know where he is.
You're right. It doesn't matter. We do have to keep going. Sorry about that, Doctor.
Yeah, the lieutenant was going to look for... I don't even know what he was doing, actually.
I'm going to start running again.
Actually, on the way, you know, on the way to the bridge, as you continue moving forward, you know, you will stop by or pass by the place where you saw the movement, Dr. Stewart.
That's, you know, what happens. I've decided that they're right. It doesn't really matter what it was. We've got to get to the bridge and get the kids. I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Are you going to stop by that place or?
I'm going to slow down as I go past and look. I'm not going to stop.
Okay. So yeah, when you guys start coming, you know, continue going, and you stop by, you know, this door on the left side.
Walk at the right, door.
Right. Someone hits your helmet, an object, but it doesn't do any harm. Just kind of push you backwards from you kind of make a small jump and you know backwards, and you see a kid of about 12. That's the same one you saw on the captain and lieutenant's feet. And he's yelling something, but you do not understand. And you see Lucy's translation to starts kind of appearing on the top of your helmet. Go away, you killers! Go away, you liars!
Look, kid, we didn't kill anybody. We're not lying to you. We can't deal with this right now. We've got to get you to safety.
That's what the others said. And he killed the other man.
Who? Which others? Who are you talking about?
He just kind of runs towards the back of the room.
I try to grab him.
Okay, make a dex roll.
Not violently, but you know.
Yeah, I understand.
76 is significantly higher than my 60 dex.
Okay. Yeah. He was kind of a. You know, a meter away from you, and you cannot reach him. And you can see him, but you know, he just goes towards the back of the room, and he kind of hides in the corner. And you can see the two other kids there as well against the corner, crouching.
Okay. Well, it's time to break out my skills as a psychiatrist.
I was gonna say, this is your specialty here.
So I'm going to speak much more gently now. You seem like you're very afraid, and you've been through a terrible trauma. I can understand that. So, please, you don't need to trust me forever. I'm just going to ask you to trust me for right now and take some deep breaths with me so that we can calm down and talk okay. about what's going on.
Make some sort of roll. You can use your psychiatrist skills or even...
I rolled a 25 against 85.
Okay. Nice. Okay. You can see that he kind of calms a little bit, but he's still hesitant to go with you. And he's kind of hugging the other he's hugging the other two kids as you approach him.
Okay. I'm actually not going to approach. I'm going to keep a distance to help him feel safe, and I'm going to sort of jerk my head at the others to fall back.
Okay.
Especially after someone tried to grab him.
I will back up.
Okay. Matt, I was trying to talk to you on your phone. Yeah, private. Let me know.
One question for you, Randall. Are these all the kids that we know about?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to continue doing that until you see some positive response from the kids?
Yeah, just slow breathing. We're going to count in, 2, 3, 4, and out.
Can I support this play? Did you use psychology or psychoanalysis?
I used psychoanalysis.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any of that.
I figured that's like the clinical one.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Okay, yeah, you can, you can get closer and be part of it, kind of mirror whatever the doctor Stuart is doing. And you can see at some point that, yeah, the kids start kind of relax a little bit more. And you know, the oldest one says again, the monster is out there. It is still out there.
Yes.
You need to save us.
We want very much to save you. Do you know where your spacesuits are?
Our spacesuits? Yes. I know. Well, but
it would help us very much in keeping you safe if you could either show us where they are or tell us so that we can get them. And then we can give them to you, and you can come with us somewhere safe. We don't want to stay here either.
Okay.
No one wants to stay with the monster.
During all this, what is happening is so you hear your voice through the helmet, and then Lucy is translating for you because you don't speak the same language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and when the kids, when the kid kind of responds, you can see the translation on your helmet, as I said as well. And then he says, yes, I can take you there, but we don't have a space suite for, and then, you can see that the translation on the brackets, you know, there's a translation in brackets and says, Christ, the / Son of God.
Who is Savior?
And he shakes his head. He's not sure he understands. But then
the person you don't have a spacesuit for. Who is that?
And he repeats exactly the same. You see the same translation between brackets again, and he points to the baby of 2 years.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, there must be a medical support system that we could use for such a child, like even if it's a cryo chamber or whatever, something.
Okay. Yeah, you can. We'll cross the bridge when you get there. So the heat kind of starts leading the way towards where the spacesuits are.
Right.
He leads, you know, Let's go. And he grabs the orchids by the shoulders and starts walking in front of you.
Okay, I'll if nobody's picking up the 2-year-old, I'll pick him up to carry him. But
we can move. Say again?
If nobody's holding the 2-year-old, I'll pick him up to carry him so we can move faster.
Okay, make a spot healing roll, please.
Make a what roll?
A spot healing, yeah.
03.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. You notice something in his eyes.
What do you mean by something?
I don't know. It's like they're sparkling and, you know, they are not like the common eyes of people, you know, from one color. They appear to change of different colors and kind of sparkling a little bit.
When I was hearing the translation and I couldn't get the translation for Savior, did I hear the sound that the kid made? Like, did I hear, could I try to repeat that?
You could try to repeat that, sure.
Savior has very unusual eyes.
And you see that there's another small kid, like around 6 years old. And it's a small, it's a little girl, and she turns to you and smiles and agrees with his head, kind of, yes, he's special.
I think you're all very special.
She smiles and continues to walk in front of you. All right. As this is happening, let me check something here very quickly. Andrea, from the bridge, you kind of get some. It's like something is blocking your signal. The communication with you and Lucy, but the shuttle is moving.
Uh-oh.
Andrea, chief engineer, Jimenez.
Sorry. Yeah, I was muted. Sorry. So I don't have control of the shuttle. It seems to be moving by itself.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see that it starts moving, and it was like a small block from Lucy. Now you have access again.
Okay, Engineer Hall, what are you doing with that shuttle?
I don't know. Lucy is taking over.
Lucy, what are you doing?
Been requested by the active captain to move the shuttle near the end.
Active captain? I'm the active captain. What are you talking about? The captain's dead.
Lieutenant Fox is the active captain of the ship.
He's just a grunt. Where is he?
Opening the comm with the lieutenant.
Lieutenant Fox, where are you? What's going on with my shuttle?
Your shuttle? That's my shuttle.
What are you talking about? Where are you?
I'm in command. We've got to get off this ship.
That thing is still out there. What are you trying to do?
Chief engineer, report to the bridge.
What do you mean the bridge? Wow. The bridge is dangerous. Where are
you
now?
Get to the bridge. Find your assistant engineer. Get to those children.
The children are on the way.
That's an order.
Where are you?
That's an order. I'm in charge of the ship now.
Where are you, Lieutenant?
All of you, because you're hearing this exchange on your comms, obviously, right? So make a psychology roll.
That's a normal success.
On a side note, I don't think I put any trust points in the lieutenant to start the game.
Okay.
I also made a regular success.
Okay. Yeah, the lieutenant sounds a little bit unhinged.
Yeah, he and Gomez had zeros.
Can we do private communications on these things? Like, could I talk directly?
Oh, yes. Right now? Yes. Yep. You can. Yep. You can open a different channel. Yes.
I am going to do that. Andrea, look, there's something very wrong with Fox. Don't go to the bridge, whatever you do. We've got kids. We're coming.
Okay, was that like a sealed comm?
Yeah.
I intended to direct it only to Andrea.
Okay.
If that's possible.
I'm not going anywhere. But you need to find out where that lieutenant is. Be careful.
We will be. We'll see you soon.
I get up and seal the door of engineering.
Okay. So, Lieutenant, what exactly are you commanding, the shuttle to do right now?
So, I am telling it to approach. You said there's only one airlock, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the airlock where Gomez died.
Right.
Okay. I'm telling it to approach that airlock.
Okay.
And yeah, you can.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure where I was in relation to that airlock, but that's where we came in, right? So I know the way back there.
Right.
So I don't know if when I snuck down that hallway, when they went past me, if I can get past them without them seeing me, but that would be my intention.
Yeah, the inside of the ship is kind of a grid. So, as I said the last time, you got like small avenues and streets, across the whole ship, right?
Right.
And you can easily avoid them, what you want, because you see. You still have access to their camera feeds. You can see that they're moving towards a different part of the ship. They are following the kids.
Okay, so I'm moving towards that airlock, and I have overridden the chief engineer's ability to control the shuttle.
Okay.
Or I'm attempting to do so.
Or attempting, yeah. Let's see. Actually, Steve, you have to make a computer roll.
Yeah, I want to see if I can find some kind of backdoor or some kind of override or something.
Right, right, exactly.
Well, I'm wondering, now that we have this word on the street, is there some kind of a medical override?
Mutiny button?
Yeah, well, it's an anti-mutiny button, right?
Yeah. That's actually a very good point. I didn't think about that, but it will make sense. Like,
he's unfit for service as medically, yes. Blah blah blah, something.
Yes, you can communicate that to Lucy.
Okay.
Are you planning to do that on the open channel, or?
No, I don't think I would do that.
Okay.
Right. I know standard protocols.
Okay.
That wouldn't be them.
So let's go with Steve first. Andrea, can you make your computer use roll?
Yes, I just made a 15, which is an extreme.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Okay. You find a backdoor. Remember that Lucy is a smart computer, but it's not a powerful AI, right? It is just a very smart computer, basically. And you find a backdoor.
Okay. I'm going to stop the ship where it is and keep it away from the...
The shuttle?
Yeah, stop the shuttle. I'm sorry. Keep it away from the ship and as far away from that black thing as seems safe.
All right, yeah. Very good. What about you, Lieutenant? You don't know that, but you clearly see the shuttle camera, and you can see that it has stopped approaching the ship. At the same time, you're hearing Lieutenant Chen say something on the channel. What are you saying, Lieutenant?
Lieutenant Chen. Do you mean Dr. Chen?
I mean Dr. Chen, sorry.
So my goal is just to talk to Lucy. Yeah, so Lucy requesting medical override of Lieutenant Fox's command. He is unfit for service per protocol, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Relieving him of authority and putting... I guess that leaves the chief engineer. Yeah.
Second opinion requested from Dr. Stewart.
Dr. Stewart.
Waiting for confirmation. You can hear that on the channel, Matt. Okay. Lieutenant Fox. I'm sorry.
God damn it!
But Gail's muted. She's talking.
Yes. So, I can confirm, Lucy. There was something very wrong with the lieutenant.
Override. Chief Engineer is now the active captain of the Ludlow.
Thank you, Lucy.
Do I hear Lucy say that over the chat?
Yes. It says, Lieutenant Fox, you're no longer the active captain.
You're going to get us all killed!
But luckily, your 8 rounds are almost up.
Yeah. Actually, yes. At some point, Lieutenant Fox, you kind of get back on your senses, but you're going to gain a phobia out of this. Sure. So we'll role play that later. Okay. Let's see what happens now. Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of later, I'm sure.
Right. So what are your plans? So discuss between the three of you that are now doing something, the two doctors and the chief engineer. What are you planning to do?
I think the immediate plan is to get the kids back to the engineering station. To get the suits and then get the kids back to the engineering station.
And to try to come up with some sort of plan for the baby.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. You get there to where the spacesuits are, and you can see that the kids just, you know, they have been trained, and they start getting on their suits. And the baby, though, you have to... Yeah, you can get the baby in one of the... Of the extra ones, you know, you can get the smaller one and use it. Clearly, there were no spacesuits for babies on aboard, but for small childs, there are. But
let's make do.
You know, I will request a roll from either of you, and just, you know, don't make it really bad. So let's make a. I will say, actually, a party lock roll if things went well in this equation.
I don't have any luck written down, so. But knowing Max, I'm probably at about 17.
Luck is, it's way up in the characteristics. I have 60.
Oh, I see. I do have luck, sorry. Yeah, 40. I'm at 40. Okay, oh, so we can't spend it. We just have it. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. 40 is the lowest in our party right now.
So that's right. Me? All right, here goes. That is a 67.
Okay. Just takes you more time to do it, but you are eventually are able to do it. And, Lieutenant, during that time, you kind of... what is your plan, Lieutenant Fox? They just remove all power from you.
Well, I'm going to go try and find them.
Okay. Yeah, you know where they are.
You have actually, them. Yeah, so you know what? I want to head to the... I want to head to the cryo bay where we found the kids.
Okay. Okay. In the meantime, you two guys, Dr. Stewart and Dr. Shem, get the kids ready. Just took you more time than expected. And during that time, Andrea, you can see that finally, whatever the thing that was that is outside was able to break in.
Yeah. Okay, so
you see that from the camera of the shuttle.
Okay, so that's in the rear of the ship, right?
Right.
Okay.
So if you have a plan, guys, this is the time to execute it.
Okay. So that's in the rear of the shuttle. In what's in the very front of it? Would you say that's the bridge, or is that some other part of it? What I want to do is find the extreme farthest away point from where that thing came in. And first I'll yell to the I'll point the shuttle at it, and I'll yell to the doctors. How are you coming? Do you have those? Do you have suits on those kids?
We got them. We're getting them. Yep. We're on our way to the.
Are they in the suits?
Yeah.
We're getting it.
That thing is in the ship. That thing is in the ship.
Shit.
Is it? is it okay? So. Let's say the far end of the ship is the bridge. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll say, get away from the bridge and hold tight. And I'll say, Lucy, blow a hole in the bridge. And I'll take off out of the engineering.
Why are you blowing a hole in the bridge? Why aren't you having it shoot the black blob?
It's already on the ship, and it we know that they tried to blow it up. Beforehand, if I had hopes that we could deal with it, with the shuttle's weaponry, but now that it's on the ship, I don't believe there's anything we can do. So what I want to do is just get out of the ship. And that
okay, thing has, so you're saying, okay, so you're blowing a hole in the bridge, and we can okay.
Exactly, we're just going to jump out of there, and the shuttle's going to pick us up.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
There's no way that can go wrong with a bunch of kids.
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
Okay.
And run like hell from engineering.
Okay, buddy, lock roll again.
All right. That's a 52 out of 40.
Okay.
God damn it.
Yeah. All right, so you're all... so the plan is to stay away while the hole is opened by the shuttle, right? That's your plan?
Right. Stay far enough away that we won't be injured while the hole is breached, and then go out of the dive into space.
Okay, so right now you have no idea where the thing is. The four of you are on the dark on this topic. Oh, right?
Wait a minute. So, do we have any of those drones with us still?
Yes, the one that the Lieutenant Fox turned off.
Okay, so if I can, I'll. Wait, he turned them off?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one in the bridge, and I'd shut it down, so it was just kind of floating there.
Okay. Right. Lucy, fire up that drone! Find that thing! And, same deal.
Yeah, you can locate it easily. You know that you are in control. You have access to it. You can turn it on. You can turn it back on.
Mm-hmm. I want to try to do that, and if I can, send it through the ship looking to get eyes on the blob, the great black thing.
Okay, so Yeah, a few more seconds pass, more than what you were expecting, and through the camera of the shuttle, you finally see a hole on the ship. Is that what you wanted? And you can see that things start kind of floating away into space.
Okay. Yeah, it created a hole in the ship.
The shuttle opened a hole in the hull.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Is it where we wanted it to be?
Yes, close to the bridge. Just took more time than expected.
Okay. So have I caught up to the doctors yet? And the kids?
You were all, my understanding is that you were all staying put until the hole was open, or
did I miss? Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, just not, I was trying to get kind of close to it, but no, you know, not close enough to be in, not danger close, but I thought the engineering room was kind of far away from the bridge.
Yes, it's far enough. Like, you can start walking towards the... Do you want to walk towards the hole on the ship or towards the others?
I think we all want to head towards the hole in the hole.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And I don't want to walk.
Okay. So that's, you know, different... you know, both of you, different groups move towards that. What do you want to do, Lieutenant Fox?
Have I lost the
hole?
Okay, so I haven't lost the camera feed or anything. I've just lost the ability to issue orders.
Correct.
Can I see where the blob is?
No, you cannot. You can see you're getting a feed from one of the last drone from Cassie moving inside the chip. You can see it like scanning, but it doesn't. It hasn't found the thing.
Okay. Am I closer to where the hole is, or am I closer to the airlock that we came in?
Make a log roll.
Okay. Let's see. I've already spent a couple of points. Fail. 95.
Okay. In that case, you are kind of in the middle.
Okay.
So it's up to you where you want to go.
I'm going to head towards that airlock. I know where that is. We came in there.
Okay.
Maybe Gomez's assault rifle is still there.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Yeah. So the engineer, the chief engineer Jimenez, and the Dr. Chang and Dr. Stewart, you move towards the opening on the hall, and you can see that the lieutenant is heading the other way.
Okay.
We passing, like, in the hallway?
Or? No. No, the chip is big enough so you don't run into each other.
Hall to the hole in the hole?
Yeah. So, in the... make a spot hidden roll, Lieutenant Fox.
Okay.
Give me just 1 second, please.
Yep.
I failed it horribly.
I mean, it seems like although he's nutty, we don't necessarily want to leave the lieutenant behind. I mean, as players we do, but...
Right, right.
As doctors, I'm not convinced we do, or even as military sort of police.
Yeah, that sounds like a court-martial waiting to happen.
Yeah, as we...
But you can order him.
Pass him.
Yeah, as you're discussing, this, you can see the feed from the lieutenant's camera. You know, he's moving very fast. Mm-hmm. You know, the pressure on the ship has been lost, so you're kind of floating away now, you know, towards the direction that you're heading. And you can see that as the lieutenant, from the feet of the lieutenant's camera, as he's floating towards the the door on the, you know, the entry point of the ship, you can see a huge mass moving towards him.
Lieutenant,
watch out.
Report to the bridge, watch out.
And that's the next thing you hear are a lot of screams from the lieutenant. So you can describe your death, Matt.
Sure. So I get to the airlock, and I keep looking back over my shoulder as I run down the corridor, suspecting that you guys are chasing me because I'm pretty sure I'm paranoid at this point.
Right.
And I get to the airlock. I cycle the airlock as quickly as I can. I open the outer hatch, and my intention is to like jump out towards the Ludlow. So I float through space. And as I do that, a big black tentacle comes out and just grabs me. And that's pretty much the end.
Almost made it. Missed it by that much.
Very well. The other three, you see that, and you unfortunately need to make a SAM roll.
Sure.
Just one more member of your crew.
47. That's a fail.
09. I guess I've calmed down a lot.
You didn't like him very much.
Yeah. Andrea's on a power trip, so she's not bothered by anything right now. She makes success.
Yeah. So
1d4 for Dr. Chim.
So, Dr. Right. Chet, hang on a second. Unbeknownst to Edwin, Randall and I had worked out that Dr. Chen and Lieutenant Fox were lovers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
It hadn't yet come up in play, but I assume that something about that affects her more deeply than...
Well, my thing says that Dr. Chen is a male. I don't mind being lovers, but...
No.
It says it right on my character sheet. But I'm happy for that.
Yeah,
sorry. We're still lovers. Your lover. I don't care.
We're still lovers.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. Do you want to give me a higher sand roll then?
Oh, yeah. I will say 1d8.
Awesome. Okay, so... Oh, well, that's funny. So on the d4, I'd rolled a 4, but on the d8, I only rolled a 1.
Oh, you're in denial. Yeah. We Edwin, sorry, we discussed it. You know, when Max started playing, that it was a mistake on the character sheet. Actually, the name of the doctor is Dr. Dashia Chen, mm-hmm. and the female name.
Okay. So yeah, I guess that will hit me hard later.
Yeah, exactly. After you save the kid, of course.
Right now she's in shock.
After saving the kids, yeah. That's funny.
All right, so you move towards the opening. What is your plan?
Oh, God, he's gone. Keep moving. Quick, let's hold hands. Get the kids in the middle. So yeah. I'm going to try to direct everyone to kind of make a circle with, like, the kids in the middle.
I'm still carrying little Savior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, kids.
I guess.
On three, let's throw our shelves to the Ludlow. 1, 2, 3. Well,
so we jump out the hole there. And...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can see that the door of the shuttle kind of opens, you know, and you can see some calculations being done by Lucy to you know, kind of detect your trajectory and move towards you, basically. So you can go through the door. But as you approach the shuttle, you can easily see that not all of you can make it at the same time. So actually, let's make an individual lock rolls and also dexterity rolls.
Actually, as this happens, and you may have me make extra rolls for this, I'm going to try to shove the kid into Andrea's arms, and as I do, shove Andrea as well forward towards the ship.
Very nice. Okay, just make a dex roll. Okay. Not the lock yet. We'll leave it for
that
later.
That is a 34. So yes,
that's a pass. Okay. Yeah, Andrea, as you're heading towards the opening, and you're not sure if you're gonna be able to go through, but you can see Stuart, the father of your child, approaching you, pushes you towards the door of the shuttle, and tosses the small baby in your arms.
So Stuart,
goodbye.
make a luck roll, Stuart.
That was a 13.
So yeah. As you do that, you kind of still think you can make it. You're not sure yet, but you think you can make it to the opening as well. So right now, let's see.
So are all the kids in safely, or
no? That's what we're going.
Yeah, because I'm sort of looking back towards the ship where I guess I've lost my lover, but I have some kids here that I need to get onto the ship.
Right,
and it looks like everybody else is going to make it.
Right, we'll see. Steve, you can make a log roll with a bonus die.
Okay. Oh, glad I got the bonus die. No, it went from 85 to 95.
Sorry, when I said everybody else, I meant nobody else.
Okay, Dr. Chim, what's your log roll?
Nope, 73
out of 40.
It's bad. Normal failure.
Okay. So the 6-year old girl, you can see that, you know, when you jump, she kind of headed exactly towards the door, and you can see that maybe it's part of the protocol for Lucy's AI, but she kind of aligns the shuttle with the trajectory of the 6-year-old, so she can land safely. And unfortunately, that leaves the rest of you to kind of try to rearrange your trajectory. So make a dex roll, those who fail.
All of us?
The ones that failed. You passed.
Oh, nope.
I failed that too.
The Stewie, no! Like, I'm going to leave. He turns into, Stewie, no! You just killed us!
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Stewart, you can see that as soon as you toss the kid towards Andrea and you try to push her, you kind of did more harm than good. And she started moving towards a different direction of what you intended with a small baby in her arms.
Oh, no. Okay.
While you are heading towards the entrance of the shuttle.
Damn these hands!
Make a sanity roll. This is very stressful for you.
I just rolled an 88.
Okay. Make it 1d4.
Okay. That seems
nice.
But I rolled a 4, so.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to cut it. Make a 1d10.
Seven.
Oh, seven. What was seven? Was it faint? Okay, let me check. We'll determine that later.
Sorry, it's upside down. It's a 1, not a 7.
Oh, a 1?
I don't know how to read a die. Yeah.
Okay. Let me check the table very quickly. If someone has a hand of the table. But in the meantime, Dr. Chim, so did you pass the dex roll?
Oh, no. No?
Oh,
yeah, no, I failed everything.
Yeah. So you are grabbing the other skid hand, the 12 years old hand, and you can see that both of you are not going to make it. As this is happening, Stuart, you enter the shuttle after the 6 year old. And let's see what a one was. Uh-oh. Okay. Make a one
D10. Okay. 3.
Okay. That's not that bad. So let's see what is happening. Andrea, you can see that you're moving too fast away from the shuttle. But Edwin, you may have another chance you can either try to, you know, change the trajectory and, you know, try to get closer to the hull of the shuttle. You're gonna hit yourself and you can try also to save the kid, pushing him towards the shuttle.
Yeah, I think I can throw the kid towards the shuttle, and that will put me wherever it puts me, but I'll throw the kid towards the shuttle.
Okay, make again a luck roll.
yep, that's 100.
you push the kid, you know, towards
into the engine
shuttle.
Oh my engine. God!
Yeah, you can see like the kid. No, the kid. Ah! And then he kind of
oh my God, we're monsters.
Lights on fire. Lights on fire, and you can make another sanity roll.
Sure, why not? 04. Kids.
Okay. All right. So as you can see this, Andrea, and given your own situation, make a sanity roll as well.
Okay. The one is amnesia, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Nothing we want to remember here.
No. Let me see what my sand is. Oh, that's a success.
Okay. So you just may lose 1 point.
Okay.
All right. So 3 rounds later, Dr. Stewart.
Yes.
You find yourself inside the shuttle with a 6-year-old screaming to you, and you can see the translation saying, "You need to save him, save him." And on your helmet, you're inside of the shuttle. You can manipulate it now. You can control it. You can navigate the shuttle.
Okay.
You have no memory of what just happened. Okay. You have no idea what you're doing there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last thing you remember is you being inside the loot law.
So getting I'm going ready. To sort of cock my head and mm-hmm. give the child an odd look. I think I need to lie down. And I'm going to walk away towards my quarters.
No, you are in the shuttle. The shuttle is
oh, I'm in the shuttle.
Yeah. No, you need to save them. You need to save them. You threw the savior away. Savior / son of God / yeah. You can see that translation on your helmet. And then you hear some screaming as well. Andreas is kind of cursing you on the cone, the open cone. And what is Dr. Chen saying as well?
Wow. So I still have comms to everything, right?
Yes, yes, you can still have the open channels.
I think it's, so I'm sort of drifting away from the shuttle.
Yeah.
Having just thrown this kid in the...
Yeah, you, yeah, when you throw the kid and kill him, you pretty much kind of started heading in a different direction away from the shuttle instead of crashing into it. Now, it kind of throws you back towards the ship, though.
yeah, as it should. Wow. Yeah, I don't know that I have anything to say at this point. I think I'm just watching in horror as this complete disbelief and just sort of, yeah, I've got nothing. I may be crying over the comms there. Yeah, I think that's it.
Andrea?
So what's my situation with the kid?
Floating away from the shuttle. In the opposite direction of the ship as well.
And you can hear me babbling in confusion over the comm.
Stuart!
What's happening? I don't understand. What's going on? Andrea!
Stuart, come get us. Lucy, help!
Where are you? Lucy, where are they?
Yeah, Lucy kind of points out on the control screen. The new trajectory, if you want to intercept.
I absolutely do, yes, please.
Okay, it says...
It's okay.
You find trajectory, Dr. Shen or Chief Engineer Jimenez.
Jimenez. Andrea.
Starts moving away.
Take me to Andrea.
Yes.
Okay, starts moving away. It takes a few rounds, as you can see that... on the camera of the shuttle, you can see Dr. Shen floating away towards the ship. And at the same time, there's something in the corner of your eye, but you're not paying attention. You're focusing right now on saving Andrea. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you kind of are able to get close enough. And the shuttle moves away, you know, moves away in front of their trajectory. And you think you can grab them.
I'd like to try to do that.
Yeah, make a dex roll with a bonus die because the chip is helping you.
Well, I got a 33 both times.
Okay.
So that
is that a pass?
Yes.
Yes. And Andrea falls into your arms.
Oh, Stuart. Oh, my God.
Oh, Andrea, and he is just weeping.
Chief Engineer.
We have to get Chen. We have to get Dr. Chen.
No.
Yes, of course.
Just in trajectory.
You might have to do it. Stuart's calling us right now.
And as that is happening, you can see Dr. Chen just kind of falling towards the ship and a black blob moving towards her.
In space?
Surrounding her completely as you hear Dr. Shen screaming agony. So describe your last thoughts, Ellen.
So I'm just floating in my suit towards the big ship, staring at the shuttle and the afterburner of the shuttle, I guess. And I think I get a little smile as they pick up, as it picks up Andrea. And then I guess I'm grabbed from behind and pulled into this thing and just torn apart.
Very well. So, Andrea, what do you want to do now?
At this point, we've got the shuttle facing, I think, that thing.
Right.
Lucy, full stop. Open up on that thing.
Yeah, you can see that it immediately starts doing that. And and starts firing and firing and firing, and at some point the blob kind of dissolves into smaller pieces, mm-hmm. and you can see pieces of spacesuits also, you know, dissolving with it and floating into space. What are you doing now?
Lucy, take us back to Ludlow.
Okay. Slowly, the shuttle readjusts the trajectory and heads towards the Ludlow. Lands, and you are now inside the Ludlow with the two kids who survived, and the little girl is saying, "Where is Mario? Where is Mario?"
It's okay. It's okay. You're safe. You're safe.
No, no. I want my brother. I want my brother.
Engineer Hall, we need your help down here.
Okay. You're now inside the Ludlow, and some people start kind of rushing towards you. There's more than you. And while you were away and all this was happening, Lucy was awakening some people. And as you remove your helmets and you remove the baby's helmet and taking out of the spacesuit, Andrea, he is smiling at you, and he reaches out towards you and caresses your face. Describe to us your happiest memory.
It had to be the birth of our child, Claudia. I think all those years ago, before things went wrong with Stuart and I, we decided to cut it off. We were all a family. That glorious day, nothing like the feeling of giving birth to my own child.
Okay, very well.
What it was like when she was little.
All right. So the you're there lying in bed, just give birth to your beautiful baby, and she's in your arms, and Stuart is by your side holding your hand, and suddenly something's happening to your baby, and your baby, you know, Claudia was just locking eyes with you, and suddenly, you know, you can see that her eyes go dead, and she starts dissolving, kind of, you don't know what is happening. You start screaming, and you look around, and Sue is as well dissolving into kind of drying all of the sudden, like everything is, like the life is being pulling out from there, and they are just rotting in front of your eyes, and everything in the room starts going gray and turns into dust.
Claudia, no, Stuart, oh my god,
that's the end of the scenario.
Oh my god.
Oh
wow.
Nice ending.
Yeah, wow, that was
pretty horrific.
Yeah.
the 100, what was that, a dex or a luck roll, Edwin?
Luck. No, that was the dex roll. That was luck roll. Yeah, it was luck roll.
Okay.
Luck roll, yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
That was bad. Poor kid. Relying on you all the time.
Right into the burner.
Yeah, and also that one failed roll that almost killed Andrea and the baby.
That's right. Yeah. We're lucky to get the engines yet.
But you to do no harm.
You save the savior.
Yeah.
If that's what it is, then.
And now someone else comes and finds the rotting hulk of our ship and gets the savior one step closer to Earth.
Exactly. You remember that at the very beginning you send your come back to the base, saying exactly what was happening and what you were planning to do. So at some point they send a rescue mission. We don't know. We don't know right now what is going to happen to him.
Oh, sure we do. We know exactly.
All right, guys. Did you like it?
That's the third coming. Yeah, the next one is the third coming.
I love that. Yeah, my phone's about to die, so I am going to say goodnight.
Yeah, all right, Gail.
Talk to you later, guys. It's really
bye.
Right. Yeah, yeah, good bye. Stuff, thank Randall.
You. Yeah.
All right, guys. So you can send me your feedback. Remember, this is a play test, so you can send me your feedback.
So I had one question for you, because I was listening to – this has a movie at its underpinnings, or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, did we lose them already? Because I was listening to a – oh, you're there. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast, and I'm trying to remember. They were talking about some movie, I feel like from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
which had a ship that went, that got lost in time, and they flew out, and it had a lot of these elements in it.
Not the black hole.
No, I think it right. Has, I don't know.
You know, there's Event Horizon, right? Event Horizon. I don't know if you know that movie.
Well, it was definitely not a movie I'd seen. That's why I'm having trouble remembering the...
Have you seen Event Horizon?
No.
Okay.
I'm a lousy movie watcher.
It's, I mean, there are certainly some Lovecraftian references in that.
If I could remember the podcast, I'll try to I could probably backtrack it through the podcast and then...
As far as finding the old Hulk, by the black hole. Have you seen that old Disney movie that Matt talked about, the black hole?
That was that was more of a kids movie, or but
it was. But that's kind of, they find at the very beginning, the good guys come across an old ship that you know, hadn't been heard about for a long time. It's sitting on the edge of a black hole, kind of just sitting there, and they go to investigate, and stuff happens. But yeah, it's an old ship with that, like an old scientist. That's kind of left.
This was described with a lot. It was a really bloody. There's a scene in it where somebody's walking down. Somebody goes into the room where the quote unquote engine is, and it, I'm trying to remember. There's some, like, it's apparently a really bloody. I bet it was Good Friends.
I hope you're not talking about Alien, right?
No, Alien I have seen.
So Event Horizon is extremely, it's like Hellraiser in space.
Right, exactly.
And is it old?
It's, I mean, like 15
or something.
15
oh, yeah. Years old. They actually did have an episode where they talked about Event Horizon 2. So.
Is that the one? That must have been what it was then. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I never actually saw the movie, so I don't know about that, but I do remember they had an episode.
Oh, it's a great movie. Discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So when we started playing, I told them that the general feeling of the scenario was more like Event Horizon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what was the other option, Matt? Some.
I don't remember now.
Elves in space. Yeah. So there were a few things going on the, you never get to actually know what happened, right? But Nazareth, I'm going to give you some, you know, kind of explain what happened, unless you don't want me to.
No, I want to know it all now that we're done. Yeah.
So what happened is Nazareth is a very old ship from Earth, right? And it was kind of, based on what remained of the Catholic religion. You know, they had like different missions and different groups. It dissolved some at some point in distance past of Earth, and you know what the remains of the Catholic religion eventually you know, they gather enough money to start sending chips away because they had a belief that the second coming from Christ never happened on Earth because humans were not worthy. You know, Earth was so corrupted that, you know, it was never going to happen. So they started moving away to explore different areas of the new space, right? New known space, and see if they eventually will be able to have a second coming. And when they were gone outside the solar system, they ran into this black hole, right? And the black hole kind of sucked them in, and they arrived into a different point of the galaxy, completely or the universe, completely unknown to humans. And and at some point during the video logs, do you remember that I described kind of a huge sun?
Yep.
And you know, people started to panic and run away. Well, that wasn't a sun. That was Azathoth. But you know, it was not easy to picture from you know, the feed you were getting on the logs. So the chip kind of this happened during 5 years. They were wandering that side of the universe for about 5 years, and during those 5 years, a baby was born. Right, but the baby that was born supposedly from a virgin. And that the crew thought was the second coming of Christ was actually kind of hybrid from, you know, the it's kind of a mutation with the color out of space entity, right? And and that's the baby that you were taking to the Ludlo, right? And of course, when the Nazareth Five runs into, you know, Elder God, then they kind of started to move away. But it was sent back in time, to the solar system. And that's, like a week later of that is when you found it. Right. So that's kind of the core of the story. And, this is for the scenario, right? In my story, is different on the short story that I was writing because it's not kind of so strongly linked to the mythos. But for this scenario, that's how I kind of change it. So there was a mix of you know, things drying on, you know, people drying on the chip, and some others were just torn apart. And by some, what I was bringing in was also that, you know, when facing Azathoth, all sort of mythos creatures started kind of jumping into the chip, right? Including the Hands of Tyndalos. Those were the ones that were destroying everything there, all the people.
So the blob was just one of these creatures that was attracted, or.
Right, it was a Cho'Goth, correct.
Oh, okay. So, what was the deal with the dehydration?
Yeah, that's the touch of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, it was, you know, since it was kind of a hybrid, So that's something that I haven't kind of think a lot, you know, how to make the baby be a kind of hybrid with the color of out of space.
Okay, I see.
Be there, you know, that. So I was thinking, you know, to get kind of the Migos doing some experiment with humans and encapsulating the color and, you know, something like that. But I haven't actually come to terms with that.
Okay.
So
yeah, I really liked the creepiness of the kid doing that. Just a lot of different things going on, and,
right.
And not a lot of opportunities to get lore, I guess. So from the perspective of being like an action scenario, there were lots of good moments, things for us to do, and lots of creepiness, but not a lot of ways for us to find out what was going on, which might be okay.
Right? Yeah, or to solve the, yeah. And that was not my intention since the very beginning. Also, I told you that it was kind of a dungeon crawl, right?
Yep. Yep.
So it was more like a, it's more like a horror scenario where you know,
it seems more like a survival horror in that there's so many things out there and none of them can really be dealt with in any.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, these are things you have to run away from.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not something that I was thinking to, you know, for you to find out what the mystery was and be able to solve it or anything like that. It was just things that were happening to you in the chip. And see how were you going to manage to escape. And actually, you did exactly what I thought was going to happen. A hole, an opening on the hole of the chip, and escape through that hole. Because that's the only thing that makes sense for an escape, right? And given that you are on a space. It makes sense that you are going to be able to use spacesuits and you know, fly away.
I kind of wish we could have gotten those kids in spacesuits a little bit earlier, because if so, I was going to order the ship to kind of open up on the Shoggoth, and I can totally see blowing a hole in the ship and that thing getting inside while we have no, you know, we think it's been taken care of. But it was awesome, man. I like what you were saying too about the you know, not escalating it, like with smaller obstacles or something, you know, like it would be cultists in like a regular COC game, but something on the ship. I like it just being not knowing what that big thing is right away. Like I said, it adds more of the helplessness, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, if you have feedback, just maybe when the three audios are released, Evan, you can go through them and let me know what you think and send me some feedback. I know you said something about radio signals traveling at, you know, the speed of light. I was trying to read something about the speed of communications in space, like. Right now, for instance, the satellite that, you know, that we send over Pluto, there's a delay. It's not the distance in space of light, but it's the technology that we were using. So I need to review that again and see exactly what the limitations are.
I would just hand wave it.
I totally believe that it could be the. I think you can definitely slow things down. As I think Steve said, that through the operating system, or maybe it was Matt, that, you know, there's the processing, putting the information into packets, whatever has to happen in order to send it out, and then there's a lot of stuff that would go on, I would think, to try to get secure communication across these distances. So, and even just the power requirements, you know, that you might have to send messages multiple times, and
yeah,
I think it's easy to slow it down.
Yeah, I think you just hand wave it and say, you know, the data form, the computers aren't built to talk to each other, and so the way the data is formatted has to be decrypted on the Ludlow side, and that just takes a while because it's in this 500-year-old format and it's just not instantaneous.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. All right, guys. All right.
So, cool, Randall. Thanks.
I'm glad that you like it. So, looking forward to your feedback, guys.
Hey, 2 weeks is.
So, am I running? Am I running again?
That's the third.
Falcon.
Yep.
In 2 weeks, or is that some?
No, in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we go back with you.
Yeah, I won't be here for that. On the 3rd.
Oh. Okay. July 3rd. Yeah, I should be.
I think we're not going to finish it next session. I'm pretty sure of that.
Multi-Falcon? No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so you have time to jump back in.
Yeah, I mean, unless something happens that you all die or something, there's it definitely will not be finished.
Right. Okay. That's good.
There's lots more.
All right, guys.
Cool. Text. Right, well, thanks. Yep. Thanks.
Have a good night. Talk to you then on Sunday. Yep. Bye.
Good night, guys. Bye. Thanks, Rob.
Bye. Bye.